Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Hi, my name is Tracy, and I'll be your host along with Peggy, who is our shrink, and Trish, who is here for moral support. And Matt, our production manager, is here as well.
Hi, guys.
How y'all doing good today? Thank you for being here. So the purpose of the show is to lift your spirits by being your friend. We will be talking about everyday topics like love, beauty, self-worth, friendship, parenting, divorce, and the list goes on and on. We will be using song therapy, and our professional therapist, Peggy, will offer suggestions on how to live a happy and healthy life.
So I have a question, though.
Oh,
since
yeah.
Peggy's the shrink, who's the rapper?
I'm the rap, and we're raps.
And I'm the support.
Yeah, we're rap. So she's moral support.
So Peggy's the shrink, and you two are the rap. Okay.
Yeah, and then we have song therapy.
That works.
So we're all in it together.
But, okay, then I make a suggestion, and this ties into kind of the theme here.
Yeah.
Since we use song therapy,
yeah.
Have you ever heard of a movie called The Music Never Stops?
No.
Okay. So the premise of the movie, it shows the power of song therapy.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
Connection. And a lot of the songs that are played surround the Grateful Dead.
No way.
Which is how my mom and my uncles got into it, because they're all deadheads.
Okay.
But The Music Never Stops. It shows the perfect example of how good song therapy can be.
Well, what I learned about song therapy, it's poetry. And really, it is therapy when you need it, when you're alone in your car, and sometimes those emotions can just touch you. So thank you. I'm going to watch that. We're going to talk about it on May 11th when we come back.
Go for it.
We're going to have a popcorn night at my house, PJ night. How about that? Okay, so, well, anyway, you guys, you matter too. And remember, we are all together in this thing called life. Prince has a song on that, as you know. So before we begin here at TAN Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show, please give us a call. We want to hear from you. Our number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. So ladies, we've been talking about, we wanted to know what love is. We all know what love is, but I feel like the world's so divided, so many topics, there's a lot of stress. So let's remind ourselves of what love is. And I've learned quite a bit on this show of ours by looking up what is love. So to catch everyone up, if you're a brand new listener out there, welcome to our show. And we've only had, Peggy and I kind of started with zero experience 5 shows ago. So just be patient with us. Zero experience on the radio. And Trish is here to help us in case I say something silly, or Peggy, she keeps us on track and everything. We appreciate your support.
Of course.
So we just ask for your patience out there, and please call us if you have any nice things to say about us. So to catch everyone up, we have been talking about love, and we've been doing a series on love and what is love. So in the past 5 shows, we have learned that Valentine's Day does matter. There's no doubt about it. And we have learned that there are 4 types of love in Greek mythology. Philia, love of friends. Storge, love of parents. Which, agape, love of humanity and mankind. And by the way, last week my whole family, my sister was in town, and I got a chance to be with my whole family, and I've put that philia back into and storge back into my life because we had a great time. So then last week though we talked about Eros, and yes. Peggy had a soap opera going on. Did you? You were out of town. No, you were out of town last week. So you were here for Eros, Matt. You were here for Eros. So that is erotic, passionate love, romantic love. So we closed that topic. So I think when you apply these terms, whether it's mythology or whatever, when you apply these to your life, you're going to, and you give love, I think you're going to find a secret to happiness, because you can't always say, oh, he didn't do this for me or she didn't do that for me, blah, blah, blah. You need to give love to get it. And that's what we're here for. So this week, we're going to switch gears and we are going to be talking about the five love languages. And we all know that there's a book. Peggy, have you read it?
Have you? I have read a little bit, not the whole thing.
Matt? The Love Language book, did you ever read it?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, and I haven't read it, but I always knew it because I thought I knew love. So we're going to start with a little song by Ariana Grande. It's called Love Languages. Let's start it, Matt, to give a segue.
I'm sorry, Tracy, but I can't. Matt, what? Play a little Tom Petty. We're going to talk about love languages.
What?
Play a little Tom Petty, please.
Oh, you mean this?
Now we're talking.
Look at Matt's playing drums in there.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride. Someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know.
Okay, hold up.
All right,
so
that's not more like it.
Was fired from you.
She was fired.
But she had lovely, like all this poetry of love language. Yeah. So what? Tell me what Tom Petty sang.
I'm
going
to talk to you about what this means in a second. But if I can, you know, Tracy, you started out earlier and talked about how we ended the last segment on Eros love, and I just want to make a real quick comment because I think this is pretty significant.
Yeah.
To our show. So you know, I ask my colleagues to. Look, if they're not listening to us, I ask them to take a look at our podcast and give me some, you know, comments, critique it. And so a male colleague of mine, a friend of mine, after he listened to our podcast last time on Eros,
yeah.
Love, which again is, you know, passionate and sexual and stimulating. And he said to me, Peggy, what is the most sexual part of the female body? And I said, it's hard to answer. I don't know. I'm sure you're going to tell me. But Tracy, what do you think is the most sexual part of the female body? Well, take a shot at that.
From a male?
No, from wherever. From what's the question was posed to me. What's the most sexual part of the female body? What would you say?
I have a guess.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to say
it. All right.
I have a guess.
What do you think?
The eyes.
The eyes. Well, I tell you, no, you're wrong.
No.
Well, you're not wrong. It's all subjective. But his comment, his answer was the brain.
Do you believe that?
I think that's
Matt,
that's incredible.
Do you think
that's
the brain is the most attractive part
from sexually attractive.
Oh, okay, well, you said it for me.
Well, hold on.
It depends on which type of love we're looking at.
Well, if we're talking physical attraction, I'm going to keep this a PG show, so I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. I'm keeping my thoughts to myself.
The point is, it's a great answer.
It is a wonderful answer, and I think that after time, yes, because you have the arrow. So I love that, and that's a very, very respectful, nice answer.
Good answer.
So thank you. That's good to know. I got to work, but I'm a C student, so, you know, I'm not going to be in this category. Okay, so anyway, so we're here today talking about the five love languages. And Peggy, so let's begin. I'm going to start asking you a couple of questions. I've never read the book, but what do you mean by love languages?
Sure. Well, the term love language basically refers to the way that a person prefers to express love to and receive it from a partner. You know, the concept was originated by Dr. Chapman, who was counselor as well as author. And it was stagnant for a while, but then it took off like a rocket. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, and now that it's in the mainstream, you will hear people talk about their love languages. And you know, Tracy, it's about giving and receiving. And there's five of them. I'd like to kind of briefly address that.
Yes, please. I want to know all of them.
Yeah, it's important. You know, if we understand what our love language is, and we can understand our partner's love language, then it can better only assist in communication. And again, commitment, and that goes into what we want in a deeper relationship. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right, and make it better, you know. So
sure.
What are the five love languages?
Well, let's start with one of them.
Well,
okay? There's many of them. Mm-hmm. But and as a list, I want the listeners to kind of see what they may identify with. In terms of what you want to get from your partner and your own personal love language that you give to your partner. So let's start, Tracy, with quality of time. First one, quality of time. Basically, that just kind of means, you know, being present, spending time with your significant other, enjoying each other's company. You can be present, but not present. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, just kind of there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, individual time that's important. It's important to understand what your partner wants. And if you see that there's a maybe a gap in your relationship in terms of spending time together, then you've got to make a point of doing this. And also, it's listening actively, because you've heard of that term, right? Active listening. I know therapists get it here, you know, all the time. But you've got to listen actively. And I can give you examples of how I don't do that.
Well, you know what? Can I just say this real quick? And even on the show, like, I have a little bit of ADD, and I feel like I interrupt, and it's rude. And I'm working on it, but I think because I'm going to forget what I say. But it is important to listen. But go ahead, Peggy.
Yeah,
I want you to take over. But
and failure to actively listen.
Yeah.
Can really put a dent.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
a problem.
You
know.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move on?
No. Well, first of all, I want to go through. Well, have we named all five?
Oh, I just got one.
Okay.
I just did one.
Okay. So, do you want me to go to the second question, or do you want to name each?
What I want to do is just give a little brief.
That's what I was waiting for you to do.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
So we just covered a little bit of, you know, quality time, and the second one. Well. And these aren't in any specific order, but physical touch. Physical touch meaning, you know, kissing, hugging, public displays of affection that aren't really overt, if you will. Holding hands, that closeness that a lot of people crave. That's a great way for a lot of people to express their love language, but it needs to be received appropriately, and we can talk a little bit about that. Third love language, and again, in no specific order.
Can I just say something real quick? Interrupt.
Jump in, girl.
I'm so sorry. No, it just says touch is essential. I've read a little bit, mm-hmm. And nonverbal ways to communicate your emotions. So I think touch is very right. Trish, we talked about this a little bit. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but go ahead.
No.
Number three.
touch is absolutely important.
Yeah.
Now, where'd I leave off? Oh, number three. Mm-hmm. Let's go to number three, gifts. All right, now this love language does not necessarily require large or extravagant or expensive gifts, but but that's okay too. They're okay too. It's just, you know, maybe notes, maybe flowers, maybe little thoughtful things when you go to the store, you pick up something you think your partner might like. That kind, little tokens like that to express a little bit of, you know, thought behind that.
It's not like Madonna's song Material Girl.
It's not like that.
That's a whole nother topic.
It could be.
It could be if you would like.
Again,
just kidding.
You want to keep in mind what your love language
quality
is.
Yeah.
And there's a way that we can get to determining that.
Right.
Let me just go through the last four, mm-hmm. and then we can move forward.
Okay.
So acts of service. Okay. This is performing actions, you know, that make your partner feel appreciated, maybe doing errands that you weren't asked to do. You know, just going out of your way to show that you are being thoughtful, doing the, you know, whatever, the wash, the cleaning, the laundry, take the trash out. It doesn't matter. There's a number of things that one can do to show that their acts of service is their love language.
And can I say J-Lo has a song that She Ain't Your Mama? And that's a song because when you're an Eros love, you don't want to be doing that all the time. Right, Trish?
Yeah,
I ain't your mama. I ain't your mama. That's what she sings. Look that song up. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I will look that song up now.
Okay. But it is always nice if your husband takes the car and fills it up with gas or little things like that.
And I would consider one of those as all of ours, active service.
All right. Last love language. And again, you know, there may be many more, but this is according to Dr. Chapman's book. So I don't mean to say that this is universal, but I'm just, you know, I'm just reviewing what traditionally what the five languages are. The last one, words of affirmation. What do you think that means, ladies? Words of affirmation.
No, it's just, it's saying I love you. I mean, confirming, validating.
Compliments.
Compliments.
Yeah, very good, Trish. Yeah. Compliments, unsolicited mm-hmm. statements that show support and love. And they're very important to some people. Mm-hmm. And that can be a very significant love language. That's what I find in my work, that a lot of people tend to gear towards that, their words of affirmation, you know. So those are the five. Those are the five love languages traditionally.
So
there you go.
So why is it important to know your love language?
Oh, really good question. Because if you can understand your love language and your partner, a significant other, other's love language, then you can better increase the possibility for commitment, deeper relationship, communication. And you can appreciate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know your partner or a significant other's love language, you know, find out what it is and practice some of that, because it's, again, it's giving and receiving. It's a negotiation. Relationships are hard work. I don't have to tell you guys that.
Yes, 1,000%.
Right.
And do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think if you don't understand your partner's love language, you don't understand their needs.
Right.
And, you know, if you do, then you're meeting those needs and it strengthens that relationship.
So it matters. It matters. So is it just as important to know your, it is important to know your love, we just answered that, your partner's love language. Do you know what love language you need, or can you tell me what you need to receive?
How do you know what your language is? Well, let's break it down. Like, you know, let's look at quality of time. You know, if you are finding yourself needing to, you know, be craving individual time with your partner, wanting to, you know, bond, share some time alone, and you're not getting that, then that would be a sign that you need to receive that. You need to have that. That's a need that you have. You need to receive that. You know, physical touch, you know, I'm not telling you anything. No, it's if you're finding a need to, as you said earlier, you know, touch, hug, just have that physical intimacy and not necessarily sexual intimacy, then that's, again, important for your partner. It's part to communicate that. So that's a need that you need to receive.
Right. Right. Well, it's interesting because I know we've got the radio clock going on, as you know, but what I like to let the listeners know out there, and as well as you ladies, we talked about this on the ride over here, that there is a love language quiz online. And I didn't know my love language, so I can't tell who I'm with what my love language is. And so there is a love language quiz online. Just go on google.com. Go to dinner, go have a glass of wine and figure it out and talk. And do you know your love language?
I do know my love language.
What is it?
I need words of affirmation. And I think it's because I'm third child, and you know, third child kind of gets forgotten.
Right.
And so I need that constant reassurance.
Right.
And affirmation through words, through expression.
Right. Which is very important. Yeah. And I know we were talking again on the way over that I thought, like, for me, I was raised that never display physical, you know, touch in public. So I'm a little more conservative in that way. And what is your love language?
Oh, boy. I got two of them. First one, take a guess. What do you think it is? What do you think it is?
Well, I know
you
one.
Know me. You know me forever.
Acts of service.
Yeah, that's my number one.
The, and second one. My gosh.
Yeah.
Words
of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Not to be misconstrued with insecurity.
Yeah.
You just like to hear it.
Yeah.
You just like to hear it.
Well, and mine's quality time. But I'm thinking, is that boring? Like quality time? Like, I don't know if you have a little more than quality time is good, but... You know, I need a little more. I need to work on a couple of those topics in love language. So, you want to talk more about Tom Petty?
Well, no, what I want to do is I cut off that song that you, you know, Tracy's
yeah,
usually...
Yeah, because he was smoking a joint, and I've never even tried pot.
Well, we're not talking...
I know you tried pot, but that's okay.
No, it's nothing to do with rolling
to do
a joint.
Because he wasn't understood.
No.
So, yeah, tell me what that meant, that song.
You don't know how it feels.
Yeah, can you, Trish, do you know what that meant?
Yeah, I think he's saying...
I'm going to tell you what it means.
Okay, you go ahead.
No, Trish, I want to hear from you. What do you think that means?
Well, I just think that he's saying that you haven't connected to my love language yet.
Absolutely. She gets an A.
I know, but
so it has nothing to do with rolling a joint. It's, you know, you don't know how it feels. And so if we had a little bit more understanding of love languages and what our partners or significant others need, then... Maybe Tom would have, well, I'm glad he made that song.
But that's why he was smoking a joint.
That's
because he's miserable. He's lonely.
Made him forget about it.
You know, and now it's legal.
No love language.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right. Good job, Trish.
But good
thank
pick, because we were going back and forth, and she was like, Ariadne, I can't do that one. So anyway, here we are. So take the love language quiz. Go out with your date. Go out with your partner. And go have a cheese tray and have a glass of wine and take it together and find out about yourself and make your relationship better. Mm-hmm. So let's, what is next? Are we going to a commercial break with Joey James?
I started Joey James to help women feel more organized, confident, and inspired. I knew I could do that by creating gorgeous bags they would love using. Everything we do at Joey James is to support women and girls. I designed each bag and all its features for women who do it all. We make all our products in a clean, safe, women-owned factory here in the U.S. And we only make small batches so that the quality and construction meet our high standards. When you get your hands on one of our bags, I want your spirit to be elevated. I want you to feel great about yourself, like you can handle anything. Life is always going to be crazy busy, but you deserve products that can keep up. You've got this, and Joey James has your back.
Okay, so if you want to go to Joey James, she is our sponsor, and thank you very much, Joey James, the label. Go on joeyjamesthelabel.com. And right now we have, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, and actually we have another a caller on right now from Halo Spa here in Tampa. Is Alicia on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Alicia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I'm good. How are you, Tracy?
Good. I'm here with my friend Trish and my friend Peggy, and we're sitting here getting through the show. So tell us a little bit about, we've got about 2 minutes, about Halo. I think you have a big event going on over there today.
We do. Yeah. It's our first birthday tonight.
Oh, happy birthday.
We're celebrating that. Thank you.
And tell us what Halo is, because a lot of our listeners are not aware of what Halo is.
Yeah. So we are a med spa mixed with a little bit of wellness.
Okay.
So we do lots of different services, but lots of Botox and filler. We do different chemical peels, hydrofacial. We do microneedling. We also offer massage. And then in our name, we're Halo Salt skin spa. So the salt, we actually have a salt room, which helps with inflammation, overall general wellness.
That is so nice. So Alicia, because of our radio time, we had mentioned you're going to come back on the show next week, and we're going to get more into details, but we want to give a heads up to everybody. Where can they contact you if they want a gift card, if they want to visit, or if they want to get away? What is your phone number and your website where they can contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our phone number is 813-450-1939. Mm-hmm. And our website is halosaltskinspa.com. You're able to see all of our services there. You can actually buy services and products through our website.
Okay.
And if anyone is around from 4 to 7 p.m., we're in the Carrollwood area, so come by and see us for lots of specials tonight.
Well, maybe we can swing by on the way home.
I think we should.
I'm in. I need a detox.
I'm in.
Yeah, there's an open bar, team, so we can open detox bar and retox with the salt.
We might just stop by, Alicia. Alicia, thank you so much, and we'll talk more about next week because Mother's Day is around the corner, so just giving some gift ideas to everybody.
So awesome. Thanks so much, y'all.
Thank you, and have a good time tonight.
You too. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. So now we have a song. And who's this from, Matt?
The Kentucky Gentleman. Love language.
Love. I was up till 5 in the morning picking the song out. So let's hear it.
Is it a new pair of Jimmy Choo's and a dozen roses? Or is it my arm around you at the drive-thru at the matinee showing? Breakfast in bed, sweet nothing said, 'cause you've loved me better than I've ever been. So come on, be my teacher, I wanna go deeper. Baby, what's your love? It all the time without even trying. So tell me your flavor, I'll return the favor. My attention's undivided. So close your eyes, let's do this right. Tell me everything that's on your mind.
We can make this thing sweeter.
out in your car right now, raise your hand if you love that song. Did you guys like that song?
I love that song.
I loved it. Matt, it was a good one,
language.
Wasn't it?
5:30 suited you well. You picked perfect.
Radio, they can't see it. The four of us were sitting here bobbing our heads to the song.
I was up till 5 a.m. and I found a good song for that, so I was happy about it. So, okay, I am so excited right now. Okay, Peggy and Trish, I feel a little nervous now because we have Liz Foltz from Nakery Beauty. Mm-hmm. And before I introduce her, I just want to tell you, we've been talking about love.
Yeah.
The name of her company is Nakery, and this is lotion called Love in Bloom. Mm-hmm. Liz Foltz, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I feel so honored. I'm actually kind of nervous because she's big time. Liz is big time.
Oh.
Liz is a beautiful woman. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's got the sweetest little dog. She's a daughter. She's the owner of a company.
And Liz, I saw you on TV, by the way, and you are gorgeous.
She's stunning. Yeah.
She's stunning. Is it those products, I guess?
Yeah, it's the products. So, Liz, welcome to our show. So, before we get started, I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in the beauty industry?
Well, actually, in high school, I started working, kind of doing inventory behind the street counters and helping different beauty ladies, because I was too young to actually work at the department. And then when I graduated high school, went to college, I worked behind the Estee Lauder counter.
Oh, Estee Lauder.
Almost 30 years ago.
Wow. Wow. And has that led you to a good
tell
place?
Tell Liz that she's breaking up a little bit on her end.
Yeah. Oh, Liz, are we having audio problems?
On her end.
On your end. Liz, you might have to. We're having some trouble hearing you.
Okay, let me move a little bit. Is that better?
Yes. That's much better. Yes, thank you. So we got Estee Lauder. So you started as a teenager, basically, or young, you know, in your 20s, and then you worked for Estee Lauder for 20 years. So that's brought you to where you're at now. So how did you come up with the name Nakery for your beauty company?
Well, it's actually a funny story, because when I was working behind the counter, I would actually get in trouble for talking to people too long. And, you know, they're like, you have a goal, you have to sell this much, all that fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, well, they want to tell me, you know, more about their problems and what they need. And anyway, so that's how Nakery was created, from listening to women and men as well.
Yes.
Listening to their needs and really taking the time to say, you know, instead of going to the beauty counters and, you know, so many times people say, you need this, you have to have this, you have to, what do they want, though?
Mm-hmm.
So Nakery is about listening to the customer and really creating products that she wants, not what I want, if that makes sense. Because there's so many beauty brands out there that are so about me, me, me. I wanted this. I couldn't find this dress, so I created it. I.
Right.
Where Nakery is about feeling good in your own skin. And, you know, you can vacuum naked. You can feel confident. And Nakery is about products that you wanted, not what necessarily Liz wants.
Yeah, Liz, can I just say, if I vacuum Nakery, if I vacuum naked,
oh my God,
I gotta dim the lights. Unless I have your tanning cream on. Okay, but we're gonna talk about that in a minute. But what is your favorite product? And I love that. I love where you're thinking about everybody. And she's got the experience, and her heart is there. Her passion's there to make this business a huge success. She's gonna be big. She already is. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually nervous talking to her today, just to let y'all know.
All right, Tracy, calm down.
I'm very excited about this. So what is your favorite product that you sell?
I'm gonna say one product that I would say addresses so many issues on the face, on the neck, that tightens but makes you feel like you're wearing satin pajamas,
mm-hmm,
is the Skin Firm Serum Body Treatment.
You know what, Liz, you're not gonna believe this. Okay, I literally have that right here live on the show. If we're alive, I do. I have it. So I'm going to apply, and I agree. That's why I have it. So what I'm going to do, this firming skin, like you said, like underneath your neck, above your knees, underneath your arms, this is like the secret. When you're going out with whoever you're going out with, having cheese, wine, you want to feel good. And Liz provides these products when we go out and get ready. Put this on your neck. Here.
Oh, my God. Does she have a gallon of it?
No, here, take it. I want you, and come here.
Yeah.
You do the same thing. Spray it. Put it on your neck. Put it on your neck.
Oh, this is like a demonstration.
It's a live demonstration,
Liz. Demonstration.
I want to put it in the bathtub and just soak in it.
No, you don't want to soap on it because you don't want to wash it off because this is
No, I want just this all over my body.
I want a gallon of it. I want a gallon of it.
Liz, where else do we put it?
Yeah, you know what? They call it shapewear in a bottle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was from New Beauty magazine.
I'm in.
And, you know, New Beauty tries a million different products. And they said, honestly, Liz, this is like shapewear, like your invisible Spanx for your entire body.
It's got a little nice smell to it,
And it's a light scent.
Yeah.
So did you hear what she said? It's in the magazine. This is like up and coming, and it's huge. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, what I like what you said, Liz, you mentioned men, too. And men matter, too. So there's a, I think I've seen where you rub, where if you have, like, tight-fitting clothes, mm-hmm. there's, like, a stick that you can use, too. What is that you sell?
So that is the friction stick.
Yes.
We call it another magic wand. But again, I didn't know I needed that product, and it was because customers wrote to me and said, Liz, I'm getting that tub rub. I'm getting the rubbing on my bra strap. My pants are too tight. Can I use something around my waist?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the friction stick is also an incredible. That's kind of a product that you didn't know you needed. You
can
keep in your purse. Like So, Tracy, you know, I wore that pink sparkle dress last night.
It was hot. Yeah.
Burning.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. But my arms were burning, and I didn't know why. It almost felt like underneath my arms, I felt like cut marks.
Oh.
But I was like, wait a second, Liz. Go get your friction stick, because it was the sparkle dress was rubbing my arm.
Yes.
So I had, like, burn. I know.
But you know, it didn't matter because the dress looked good. It's like a pair of shoes you wear with a blister. So you had your stick. The dress is going to be worn through the rest of the night.
But she had the solution for her problem. So that was great.
But you know what I want to ask about that, too? It's like for guys, like if when they're wearing their bathing suit, they get between the is that good for men, too?
Yes. And especially men, because they don't take care of themselves as well.
Yes.
So a gentleman... I was doing a live for a magazine, actually, and her husband came out and was showing me this rash on his arm. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you definitely need to use this. And he was like, you can put it on top of a rash? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing because I'm going to be honest with you, Peggy and Trish, I ordered one for my son. I did because he walks a lot on the beach. He does a lot of bike riding and blah, blah, blah. But I ordered one for him. So I hope that puts good use for that. Okay, and then, so one more thing. So we've got Love in Bloom. So, Peggy, Liz, I have your Love in Bloom lotion, body butter. Okay.
Oh, can I be another model here?
I want Liz to talk about this. Yes. Now put this on your décolleté.
All right, got it.
Liz, you know which one I'm talking about.
Tell me what that means and I'll do it.
The love and your décolleté is right here.
All right, got it.
Where it's nice and soft.
Yeah.
Okay, or all over your body.
Yeah.
So, Liz, what do you have to say about Love
in
Bloom? This is why you're on the show. I'm like, Love in Bloom, Nakery? We got to have it on the show.
So, this is great because I didn't even, that's funny that you're saying this about Love in Bloom. So, it was actually on the Today Show on Tuesday morning.
Hoda,
I can't remember the other lady, forgive me, but it was on the Today Show Tuesday morning. So, they did a whole thing and they were like, Love in Bloom is my favorite.
Wow.
And Rosé and I know. So if you go to nakerybeauty.com, you'll see the Today Show little thing, and they talked about Love in Bloom. Is that funny that you just mentioned that? I didn't even know you were going to say that.
I didn't either. I didn't know I was either, Liz, but this is the thing. I love the product, and that's the Love in Bloom is why I said, I'm going to ask if Liz Fultz will take the time to come over here, because we're talking about, you've got to feel confident to go out on a date, right? Or go out with your, you know...
Significant other.
And Liz, I can tell you, I've been following Liz... And Liz, I want to thank you on air for giving me the confidence to wear so many different outfits. When I go out now, I can wear sundresses. Your tanning product is amazing. Ladies, take a look at the tanning product right now.
Whoa, before and after,
Before, after.
Whoa,
Liz,
that's a big difference.
What do you have to say about your tanning product?
It's the best. You know, and honestly, again, that was from listening to so many women who were like, Liz, I have to spend a week to use a self-tanner. I was like, explain that to me. A week to use a self-tanner? They're like, yeah, I start on Monday just to get tanned by Saturday because you have to use it every day.
Yes.
So my chemist actually broke down all the self-tanners on the market, and what you'll see is that most self-tanners on the market are synthetic. One, not good for you. Makery, of course, is clean beauty. But two, It only has 3% DHA, and that's what gives you the color.
Right.
Where I came out with one that has 10%. It's the only one in the whole world that is 10%. Right. I did 10% so that it's your one and done. You don't have to spend a week trying to get tanned.
Liz, do you know that I've actually gone out with the sleeveless shirts? I put it on while I'm getting my keys, just for my arms, and I'm just tanning on my way wherever I'm going to. It's that easy, and there's no smell.
So I think this is, let me ask this question. I think I know the answer. This is a unisex tanning solution, correct, Liz?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So there's no fragrance in it. Mm-hmm. There's no smell.
Right.
It's like men, women, everyone can use it.
And that's how a great question, because guys like to be tanned too.
How long right. does it take to dry? Because that's one thing.
Hey, look, I just put it on.
And it doesn't come off on your
seconds.
Face.
Seconds.
That's perfect.
No, it's amazing.
It's a serum. It's a serum, so it absorbs into the skin immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get dressed within minutes. You don't have to wait around for hours at all.
So, Liz, I have one more product. I can't help it. I have a radio clock, but I'm going to have to go into my time. I don't even care because I'm so excited. And I know you have a ton of product, and we'll let the listeners know where to go, because if you're going out to talk about your love language, or you want to feel confident to talk about your love language, you need to feel confident. This is her. She has changed my life with what I wear, and I am not kidding. My skin, I feel I could wear so many things now. But Liz, the towelettes, just another product. Then I'm going to gear the listeners where to go for you. But you've got a new towelette now, Peggy and Trish, listeners. If you're driving, this towelette, you wipe it with your face. It's mm-hmm. it's just a towelette.
Mm-hmm.
Take your makeup off. You turn it around. It's like having five. There's five different. I'll let Liz tell what's in it. But there's five different ingredients on the towelette. You put it in on, and you put it on. You press it into your skin. In 30 seconds, you have taken off your makeup. You have hydrated and moisturized. And I have gotten so many compliments. I forgot where they were coming from. Liz, tell us what's in that towelette.
Yes. Yeah, so this is another one that wasn't my idea, but so many people wrote to me like, Liz, give us a wipe, a cleanser that isn't loaded with alcohol that actually does something. So of course, my chemist and I sat down and I said, all right, so here's what I wanted to do. Remove makeup, cleanse the skin. Can we add lactic acid so that you can get the exfoliation? Oh, by the way, can we add vitamin C to brighten and then smooth out lines and wrinkles? She said there's only one way you could do it. So one side of it, you cleanse. The other side of it, don't throw it out. You press it into the skin, almost like you're getting a facial, and these little pockets of serum break open into the skin. And in that is the vitamin C, the peptides, niacinamide, that is actually putting a serum into your skin.
And I'm telling you, I've got compliments. So you don't have five bottles. You have a one towelette to take your makeup off, and then you have all the ingredients you need in one towelette. So that I love. So, and I have sensitive skin. So Liz, I feel bad, but can you tell us, I could go on and on about your products, but we have a radio clock on. So what I want to know is, where can our listeners go to see and get a glimpse of your products and or purchase?
Yes. At nakerybeauty.com.
Okay.
And we're doing a special promo code for all of your listeners called love.
Thank you. Love.
So
thank you.
They type in the word love.
Okay.
April 27th through the 30th, they get 25% off everything Nakery.
Oh, that is so nice. Well, I got to tell you, I bought some for my mom and my sister for Mother's Day coming up. The towelettes, actually, just to be honest with you. And but Liz, thank you. I feel so honored that you came and visited here today. And we will be promoting your whole line, Nakery line. And just thank you and good luck and everything. And we'll be seeing you soon. We'll be talking about your products. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So do we have a caller on the phone?
We did, but because that interview with Liz went as long as he did, the caller hung up.
Oh,
so,
he did. Who was it?
It was Don from Largo. He was trying to ask a question, but he obviously
Don,
hung up. So.
Don if you're listening, call us back. Hey. We've got a great o'clock here. We've got 10 minutes left, though, still, right?
While he's doing that, I'm going to try to get Renee on the phone.
Okay, we're waiting for Renee for entertainment. So I am so excited to have that interview. I love it.
That towelette would be great for travel.
The towelette
5-in-1, and it's not liquid.
No, it's a desert product. Even if you're going to the gym, you just keep it in your bag. It's amazing. Honestly, I got so many compliments on it.
And I can't wait to try it.
I have sensitive skin. I'll let you try some later. So I think we have a giveaway from Joey James.
All right.
So speaking of Nakery,
mm-hmm.
Joey James has a purse that's naked. Do you know what that means?
It means it's a naked purse.
It's a naked purse. It's clear. And we're going to give away right now. So it's Joey James, the label. If you want to win a naked purse where you want to go to concerts, through the airport, where they have to see everything that's in there, give us a call right now. The code word is love, Joey James, the label. And if you'd like to look at Sherry's Joey James label purses, go on joeyjameslabel.com. Be the first caller. It's waiting for you. All right, Matt, is Dawn on yet?
No, but Renee is right now.
Okay, our entertainment host, Renee, is here. Thank you. Thank you, girl, for being here.
So absolutely.
Tell us what how is... We're doing good. How are you doing? You keeping your skin nice and soft?
Yes, I am. Listen, I free product. I'm out of this world. I've tried it before, so all your listeners better catch on, because it is a great product.
And it's 25% off, too, with our listeners. So, thank you.
Anyway, let me tell you about what's happening this weekend. We got a lot of stuff in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay, what's going on?
Right now, Gasparilla Music Festival is coming in fast and hard. We have it from this Saturday on the 29th through the 30th. There's going to be a ton of different stages with so many great acts. Many local acts, but believe me, there are some major national acts that you don't want to miss. One of them, my favorite, is the Cannon. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just a really solid group that's going to be on, I think, Friday at 6:30. But on top of all that, you guys, Busch Gardens is still going with their Food and Wine Festival.
Nice.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of this band, that Hoover State. They're very, very old, a little older, that has a song that is top of the charts forever, called several songs, but it's The Reason. And I was talking about that to some other people, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to go to that Food and Wine for sure. And then Day City and Wesley Chapel are coming in with this following weekend, because, you know, this weekend is a little slower, but right, the following weekend is all about Derby Madness, right? Mm.
So is that Cinco de Mayo weekend too, Renee?
Yes, it is Cinco de Mayo. But you know what?
Well, can you do both?
Yeah, this is the thing. You can do Cinco de Mayo on Friday, and then on the 6th, you can do Hats and Horses, and that's what Dade City and Wesley Chapel are combining, that big event. And you know what's great about all these events? Most of them have the proceeds go to, like, the Phoenix House, or they all have their own little proceeds, where one goes to building a home for victims of sex trafficking. So I kind of like to support that kind of thing.
Yeah, Peggy, you're part of that. This
volunteer work.
Yeah, that's really nice, and that's definitely needed. So,
And then I think the St. Petersburg, they're having their Derby on the Pier, and I think that's the one that has is part of the Phoenix House. All the proceeds go to that.
I think you're right.
But speaking of the love languages, you guys,
what is yours, Renee? What is yours?
Mine is acts of
service. Acts of service. You're right.
Service. So you're like Peggy.
Yeah, you're with me, girl.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to hear the beginning of the conversation that you guys were having, but I think in touch.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Renee, thank you so much.
So welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've got our caller. We have missed him. He's back on the air. So we is he not on the air?
No, he's not. I was just telling you we got like 5 minutes left.
Okay, that's what he's really saying. Okay, but
I wanted to tell you one more thing that was really important, you know, because it's not until the 5th.
Okay.
But also Cinco de Mayo, that Friday, the Tampa River Fest. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to it. But they have this really cool, like, I think on probably Saturday, they do the hot air balloon glow.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool if you've never done it.
Okay.
And they have an area where the kids can come and build lanterns if you ever left off the lanterns that go up.
Yeah.
But these hot air balloons are glowing, and there's like 20 to 30 of them.
Okay, Renee, that sounds so lovely. I might have to try that too. I got a lot going on.
You do.
I got a lot of places we want to go to. We all do.
That's pretty good that I have too, by the way.
Renee, thank you so much for all your information, and I hope our listeners got a lot out of that. And today we're going to thank you, Renee. We'll talk to you on May 11th.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you. So we want to thank all our listeners for being here or giving us a chance right here from the Shrink and Wrap Show. Our next show is May 11th right here at Tan Talk Radio. And before we go, we're going to end with this closing statement and a song from the Beatles. The love you take is equal to the love you make. The love you take is equal to the love you make. Make sure you listen to the whole show. Have a great week. And we'll see you back here on the Shrink and Wrap Show on May 11th.
Bye-bye.